I think it is a program that is done with the full knowledge and agreement of President Robert Mugabe, and anything that the first place is doing largely should be understood as a project of the president and with the blessings of the president. Fundamentally, to send a message that he is in charge and that he is not willing to relinquish power, and sending a message that the throne is not up for grabs, that there won't be any, you know, kind of end of a power. And I think largely that the president will die in office. The president will not leave any power to anybody. So he is exercising state power with the assistance of the wife.
Do you think this message is being heard loud and clear by those who are itching to succeed Mr. Mugabe?
Without doubt. I think those who are, you know, touted as the potential successors are getting the message without any shadow of doubt, and that there won't be any changes in state power until President Mugabe decides or if he leaves us. So I think that's the message. But also within that message, we also see a message of you know, exercise of power and the issue of ambition by the first lady, but the extent of that ambition is not known what she really wants to do. But I doubt very much that she would want to be the president of this country. I don't think she will.